So this is about maintaining composure in the face of potentially tense situations. They could be stressful situations or challenges or things that you know will trigger tension for you. They're particular frustration points or things that you know from the past have been a challenge. In the Tactical Composure Program, we outline a number of ways in which the tactics can be used in a very systematic way. We call this advanced composure training, which allows you to not just practice the tactics and use them on a day-to-day basis, but to face up to those situations as well. Now, if there are things that are quite tough or anxiety-provoking, we encourage that to be done through coaching program. Counseling or coaching using these composure techniques in a guided way with a support person can be a great way to go. Otherwise, those of you already would like to tackle more demanding situations, then using a combination of the techniques can work quite well. So the sorts of situations we expect these tactics to work, I'll outline three of them. First is preparing for an unusual or maybe an uncommon type of challenging situation. It might be something that you haven't faced before, so tactical composure might be a good way of planning that in a very deliberate way. Number two is building composure skills as a strength that can help you accomplish your work or home goal. So it might be that in your job, perhaps you will be facing some demanding type of customer interactions that may involve the customer's frustration spilling over into conversations. So if you build your composure skills, it'll help you in your working life. And thirdly, to overcome issues that we may have with our confidence, our feelings of stress or anxiety and frustration as well. Now, the basic principles that build composure in the face of those situations are these. So first of all, regular composure exercise or those practice tasks. If you do them offline any day, then it helps to build up your general sense of composure and your ability to flex in the situation. So we say practice before and after the situation first so that you know you're getting the techniques right. Next is practice turning up or facing that challenging situation, staying with it and self-composing during it. So that's about being there, using the tactical composure techniques you know in a very careful way. And then afterwards, reflecting on the situation to build insight, to work out what went well, what would I do differently next. And along the way, during, before or after, you can discreetly use your preferred composure tactics. So things like subtle deep breathing, centering or grounding, a sense of gravity connecting to your feet in the here and now. Perhaps using the self-instructional method to just be here, saying things like, just be here observing and not having to fix it straight away. Or simple positive self-talk such as, this is a moment in time, I don't have to fix anything, I can pause and take my time to absorb this and I can come back to it later on after some advice. Next, just a few points on the mindset and objectives. So if we're trying to maintain composure in the face of potentially challenging situations, here are some mindset tips. First, to be able to face up to potentially tension-provoking situations, stay there, paying attention on purpose, and not reacting, especially not reacting negatively. The second mindset and objective is getting through the situation as composed as realistically possible without being too pressured. So that's composed posture, a composed facial expression, and body language. Number three, to act according to our goals, our values and our objectives. So stay true to ourselves. How we'd rather be responding in that moment. And lastly, not needing to be perfect, to be emotionless or too detached, yet be ready and engaged. Be human and be accepting. We know that some tension is likely, even if we're pretty practiced at this, and that tension is manageable along the way. So you can turn this into some composure planning. If you have a situation you know is going to trigger some tension for you, you can practice composure techniques or the tactics before, during and after. So knowing what's coming up, create a plan, get a buddy system in place and make some time to practice composure tactics. Last couple of ideas for you in this little instruction. So composure coaching, that's provided by registered professionals. And I mentioned earlier in this little spiel that you can, with the guidance of a professional, tailor the tactics to your own personal situation. And if you'd like to face up to more challenging scenarios in a very graded and careful way and systematic way, you would build confidence by facing those situations using your tactics. And ultimately what we're doing is reducing your SUDS levels, those subjective units of distress, and increase your composure levels to get to that right composure zone where you feel comfortable. And once you've achieved that after repeated practice, we know that you've built the stamina for composure and you'll be less emotionally reactive and less bothered by that situation.